Imagine increasing your company's R&D experiment throughput not by 10% or even 100%, but by over 5,000%. That's not a future projection. According to the World Economic Forum, it's happening right now, and it's changing the physical world faster than anyone thought possible. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are tracking a seismic shift in how physical products are created. We're moving beyond AI as a tool for data analysis and into a new reality of AI as a co-inventor of new materials. We're seeing R&D timelines that once took a decade now compressed into a matter of months or even weeks.
That's right, Susie. This is being called the fifth paradigm of material science. It's a fundamental change from slow, human-led trial and error to automated, AI-driven discovery. Today, we'll cover the core technology, the national strategies emerging in the U.S. and Europe, and the immediate impact on the most competitive sector of all, batteries.
Okay, Troy, let's start with the big picture. We're hearing incredible claims, like an AI designing a super material that's stronger than steel but lighter than foam. Is this just hype, or is the process of invention itself actually changing?
It's a validated fundamental change. The technology is called inverse design, powered by autonomous labs. Instead of a scientist guessing a formula and testing it, an engineer now specifies the desired properties: high conductivity, extreme durability, low weight, and an AI designs the material's atomic structure from the ground up to meet those exact goals.
So the AI is working backwards from the solution. How does it physically do that?
Through what are called self-driving labs, or SDLs. The University of Toronto's Acceleration Consortium is a leader here. These labs integrate AI, robotics, and high-throughput chemistry. An AI proposes a material, a robot synthesizes it, sensors analyze the result, and that data is fed back into the AI in a closed-loop system. It learns and iterates 24/7. NC State University's Polars Lab used this method to discover a new type of lead-free nanoplatelet in just 12 hours, a task that would have taken years.
12 hours? That's staggering. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on unique material properties for their competitive edge in, say, aerospace or medical devices?
It means the competitive landscape has been completely reset. Your advantage is no longer just your patent portfolio, but the speed of your discovery engine. European chemical giant Copsol is calling AI the fifth paradigm for this reason. U.S. manufacturers need to evaluate their R&D workflows immediately. Relying solely on human-led labs is now a strategic vulnerability.
And for trading companies, I assume a flood of new, highly specialized materials is about to hit the market.
Precisely. Distributors need to build relationships with the new players in this space, the AI platform companies and the specialized startups, to get early access to these novel materials. We're talking about everything from new polymers to unique metal alloys. Market timing will be critical.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
They need to ask their CTO, "What is our strategy for integrating AI-driven materials discovery?" This isn't about a pilot project anymore. The World Economic Forum's report of a 5,500% increase in experiment throughput proves this is a production-ready technology. Deferring this decision means falling behind fast.
This sounds like a technology with huge geopolitical and competitive implications. How is the United States organizing its efforts to lead in this new paradigm?
The U.S. is pursuing an aggressive public-private partnership strategy led by the Department of Energy. On May 29th, the DOE announced a new physics-aware AI framework. It integrates generative AI and foundation models into these closed-loop systems to ensure the materials designed are not just novel, but physically viable and reliable.
Physics aware, so the AI has to obey the laws of chemistry and physics?
Exactly. It prevents the AI from generating unrealistic candidates. To put this into practice, the DOE's SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory has partnered directly with Citrine Informatics, a leading AI materials platform. They are combining the world's largest materials database with Citrine's AI to specifically accelerate the discovery of metallic glasses and nanoparticle catalysts.
What does that mean for manufacturers on the ground in the U.S.?
For high-tech manufacturers, particularly in aerospace and defense, this is a direct strategic asset. Metallic glasses, for example, offer high strength and corrosion resistance. This DOE-backed initiative will create a domestic pipeline of advanced proprietary materials, potentially reducing reliance on foreign supply chains for critical components.
And for trading and distribution companies, what's the signal here?
The signal is that the U.S. government is actively nurturing a new domestic materials ecosystem. Trading companies should be scouting firms like Citrine and others in the DOE's orbit. These partnerships will be the source of next-generation, high-margin materials. Getting in early on the distribution rights for these will be a significant advantage.
So what's the immediate action item for a U.S.-based executive?
They should be mapping their material dependencies and investigating how these emerging AI platforms can address their specific needs. Archon National Laboratory has also just released a detailed roadmap for using large language models to revolutionize battery research. The federal infrastructure to support this transition is being built now. Companies need to align with it.
Troy, you've laid out a very strong U.S. strategy. What's happening in Europe? Are they keeping pace, or is there a risk of a new technology gap opening up?
Europe is absolutely in the race, with a strong focus on aligning AI discovery with strategic goals like the European Green Deal. At TU Delft and ETH Zurich, researchers developed an AI called DiffuMeta. Inspired by ChatGPT, it designs complex, lightweight, and strong metamaterials by treating their structures like mathematical sentences. This is a pure inverse design play for manufacturing.
And is there a national-level effort similar to the DOE's?
Yes. Look at Finland's VTT Technical Research Center. They've launched the Radiant Project, which aims to cut materials development time from years to months. They're building their own foundation model, MatGPT, and in the initial phase, they plan to manufacture and screen over 100,000 material variants for energy and quantum tech.
That's a massive scale. How does this translate from research into commercial applications that affect supply chains?
A perfect example is the collaboration between Finnish chemical company Chimera and the UK-based AI startup Cusp AI. Using generative AI, they designed over 5,000 novel materials for removing PFAS, forever chemicals, from water. They did it in just 6 months.
5,000 new designs in 6 months? That's incredible. What does this mean for European manufacturers?
It means they have a growing regional ecosystem for rapid problem solving. For a manufacturer facing a regulatory challenge like PFAS or needing a new sustainable polymer, they can now partner with AI firms like Cusp AI to develop a bespoke solution at a speed that was previously unimaginable. This creates a powerful competitive advantage.
What should Western trading companies take away from this?
They should see Europe as a hub for highly specialized, regulatory-driven materials. The PFAS removal materials, for instance, represent a new, high-value product category. Distributors who understand the specific environmental and industrial challenges in Europe can position themselves to be the essential link between these AI-driven creators and the industrial end users.
The actionable takeaway?
Executives, particularly those in chemicals and advanced manufacturing, should be actively scouting European AI material startups and consortiums. The innovation is moving very quickly, and early partnerships will be key to capturing market share for these new green and digital transition materials.
Let's zoom in on one area you've mentioned a few times, batteries. This is one of the most competitive industries on the planet. How is this AI revolution playing out there?
It's the primary outfield. The performance, cost, and safety of batteries hinge entirely on their materials, specifically the electrolytes. The traditional discovery process is a huge bottleneck. Now, AI is shattering it. Researchers at the University of Chicago just developed Electrolyte GPT.
Like ChatGPT, but for battery chemistry?
Precisely. It autonomously generates complete, optimized recipes for battery electrolytes. It's not just suggesting one molecule, it's designing the entire multi-component formulation. It has already discovered several novel compositions that meet or exceed the performance of current state-of-the-art electrolytes for lithium metal batteries.
This must be having a huge impact on development times.
A monumental impact. The World Economic Forum's Minds Initiative highlighted a case where a company, Molecular Universe, used an AI platform to cut its battery electrolyte discovery time from 2 years down to just 3 months. They also reduced the number of physical experiments needed by 70%.
A 70% reduction in lab work. For U.S. and European manufacturers trying to compete in the EV and energy storage markets, what's the immediate implication?
The implication is that the barrier to entry for developing high-performance, proprietary battery chemistries has just been dramatically lowered. Companies are no longer constrained by years of trial and error. This is a massive opportunity for agile players in the US and Europe to leapfrog established designs. It also presents a threat if your current advantage is based on a material that can now be replicated or improved upon in a matter of months.
And for trading companies and distributors in the battery supply chain?
They need to prepare for a diversification of battery chemistries. Instead of just a few dominant types, we could see a proliferation of specialized electrolytes for different applications. Sourcing and understanding the performance characteristics of these new AI-designed formulations will become a key competitive differentiator.
So, the final actionable insight for an executive in the technology or manufacturing space.
If you are in any industry reliant on next-generation batteries, you must immediately assess these AI electrolyte design platforms. Companies like the University of Chicago are spinning out this technology. Failing to engage with this shift is effectively a decision to exit the high-performance battery market within the next 5 years.
Troy, an incredible amount of information this week. If you had to distill this down to the three most important strategic takeaways for our listeners, what would they be?
First, the nature of R&D has fundamentally changed. It is now a speed race driven by AI and automation. The competitive moat is no longer just your intellectual property, but the velocity of your discovery process. Companies clinging to traditional multi-year R&D cycles will be rendered obsolete.
So speed is the new strategy. What's number two?
Second, a completely new supply chain is being born. It's an ecosystem of AI materials platform providers like Citrine Informatics, specialized startups like Cusp AI, and service providers running autonomous labs. Western companies must learn to navigate and partner within this new landscape to source innovation. Relying only on traditional chemical suppliers is no longer sufficient.
And the final takeaway.
Third, the primary bottleneck for innovation is shifting from capital to talent. The challenge is no longer just funding a lab. It's building multidisciplinary teams that can integrate AI, robotics, data science, and materials engineering. The companies that can attract and retain these people will win the next decade of manufacturing.
A new era of invention, driven by speed. A new supply chain, and a new kind of talent. A clear and powerful summary. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
From all of us at Troy Technical Intelligence, thank you for listening. This is the kind of insight we deliver every week to help you stay ahead. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll speak to you next week.